Recorded Books presents The Scarlet Lion by Elizabeth Chadwick, narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Fortress of Longueville, Normandy, Spring 1197. Isabel de Clare, Countess of Leinster and Striguil, wife to King Richard's Marshal, was in labour with their fourth child.
"Ours first," announced the midwife, wiping her hands on a length of towel after examining her patient. "Bound to be a boy. They always cause the most trouble."
Isabel closed her eyes and reclined against the piled bolsters. Throughout the morning, the contractions had become steadily more frequent and painful. Her women had unbraided her hair, so there would be no bindings about her person to tie the baby in the womb, and the thick wheat-gold strands spilled over shoulders and engorged breasts to touch her mounded belly. He was already late. Her husband had hoped to greet his new offspring before setting out to war 10 days ago, but instead had had to bid Isabel farewell with a kiss at arm's length, her pregnant belly like a mountain between them. It was May now. If she survived bearing this child, and he lived through the summer's campaign, they would see each other in the autumn. For now, he was somewhere deep in the Beauvaisis with his sovereign, and she was wishing she was anywhere but this stuffy chamber, undergoing the ordeal of childbirth. A contraction started low in her spine and tightened across her womb. Pain bloomed through her lower body, causing her to gasp and clench her fists.
"Always hurts more when they come tail first."
The midwife looked shrewdly at Isabel.
"It's not your first. You know what to expect. But infants that enter the world by their backsides have a dangerous passage. Head comes last, and that's not good for the babe. Best pray to the blessed Saint Margaret for her help."
She indicated the painted wooden image standing on a coffer at the bedside, surrounded by a glow of votive candles.
"I have been praying to her every day since I knew I was with child," Isabel said irritably, not adding that the overdue birth of a baby in the breech position was hardly a happy reward for her devotion. She was coming to abhor the statue. Whoever had carved it had put a sanctimonious expression on its face that fell little short of a smirk. The next contraction wrung her in its grip, and with it the urge to push. The midwife signalled to the girl assisting her and busied herself between Isabel's thighs.
"You should summon your chaplain to christen the child immediately," she announced, her voice muffled by the raised sheet. "Do you have a name?"
"Gilbert for a boy, and Isabel for a girl,"
Isabel gritted through her teeth as she bore down. The contraction receded. Slumping against the bolsters, she panted at one of her women to fetch Father Walter and have him wait in the antechamber. The next pain seized her, then the next, and the next, fierce and hard. No respite now as her body strove to expel the baby from her womb and into the world. She sobbed and grunted with effort, tendons standing out in her throat, her hands gripping those of her attendants hard enough to leave lasting weals on their flesh. There was a sudden gush of wet heat between her thighs, and the midwife groped.
"Ah," she said with satisfaction, "I was right. It is a boy. Ha ha! Fine pair of hammers on him, too. Let's see if we can keep him alive to have use of them, eh? Push again, my lady. Not so fast, not so fast. Go gently now."
Isabel bit her lip and struggled not to push as hard as her instincts dictated. Taking the baby's ankles, tugging gently, the midwife drew his torso up and on to Isabel's abdomen. As the mouth and nose emerged from the birth canal, she wiped them clear of blood and mucus. Then, watching intently, controlled the emergence of the rest of the head with a gentle hand. Propped on her elbows, Isabel stared at the baby, lying upon her body like a drowned shipwrecked sailor. His colour was greyish-blue, and he wasn't moving. Panic shot through her.
"Holy Saint Margaret, is he—"
The woman lifted the baby by his ankles, swung him gently, and applied a sharp tap to his buttocks. Then again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?